eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Brett, how you doing, man? Thank you for taking the time.
You got it. My pleasure.
No problem. Now, there's so many storylines, so many questions I have for you. What stands out to you this upcoming season? What are you really looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to the National League West. I think it's going to be the most competitive division. I think it's going to be the best division in baseball. It's going to be really interesting watching that Dodger, you know, call it kind of a super team, see how that works out. I couldn't, you know, when you have that explosive of an offseason, you have that much star power, you know, in name recognition alone, you've got the big three, Betts and Otani and Freddie Freeman in that lineup. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. You know, they've been so successful. 100 games has been no big deal for them to win. Now it's kind of like you better win the World Series or else. So it's going to be interesting. And I think that Padre team's going to be better. I think that Arizona team that went to the World Series a year ago, they're going to be better. And I think very sneakily, the San Francisco Giants have gotten a lot better. I think they're going to be competitive in that division.
Mariners legend and now host of the Brett Boone podcast. Brett Boone is joining us here, the JR Sportbeat Show on CBS Sports Radio. What are the big moves? We just see that they picked up Snell, new manager in. What do you see from the Giants that makes you go, oh, they're going to jump into the mix too?
Well, I think there's a lot of what ifs, okay? But you get Blake Snell, who a year ago won the Cy Young. If he's the Blake Snell of the Padres 2023, you've got a bona fide number one at the top of that rotation. The key to that second spot in the rotation is Logan Webb. He's been a great pitcher for a while now.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the year that he breaks through and is a Cy Young Award candidate? And then Robbie Ray, who a few years back won a Cy Young, went to the Seattle Mariners, fell a little below expectations, signed a big deal with them, is coming off Tommy John surgery. I've seen a lot of guys in the past have that Tommy John surgery and come back even stronger. So, like I said, a lot of what-ifs in that rotation, but if they stack up, all three are healthy, that could be as good a rotation as there is in that division and competing for in the game itself. I think you add Chapman to play third base. It's really going to shore up that defense. You got the kid Lee coming over from Korea. They say he's the best Korean player ever. They gave him over $100 million. He had a real strong spring. It's going to be interesting to see. He's playing center field. And then you get Solar with 36 homers last year. I think historically playing in the Bay Area is an automatic home field advantage. I know as a position player, we never wanted to go there just because it was windy, it was cold. That's not a ballpark conducive to offense. Big, starting in right center field over, especially for the left-handed hitter. So I think it's kind of a home field advantage. It's just really interesting to me. Like I said, a lot of what-ifs, but if all these what-ifs fall into place, I think the Giants not only are competitive in the division, they could win the division.
Yeah, Brett Boone is joining us. Will you talk about the team that could surprise? You had mentioned a team that has the super team, all-star team expectations in the Dodgers. You know, when you played for the Mariners, when you guys won 114, 116 games, y'all were big time. Y'all were stacked up and down. Lou Piniella to Ichiro to Olerud to Garcia. You guys were stacked. How did that get managed in the locker room, especially with the expectations?
Well, I think that was a group of guys, and there were a lot of great players on that team. There were Hall of Famers on that team, Gold Glovers, All-Stars, batting champs, and you mentioned Johnny Olerud and Edgar Martinez. Ichiro was coming over. That was his first year. He exploded onto the scene. Our pitching staff stayed healthy all year. I don't think our starting rotation missed a start. And then in the bullpen, we had Kazuhiro Sasaki, and getting to Kazuhiro, who was our closer, was Arthur Rhodes and Jeff Nelson, who were the 7th, 8th inning guys. So we just had that perfect storm. Everybody stayed healthy. The majority of us position players, we all had career years, and it was just the perfect storm. Lou Piniella was our skipper. He was the perfect skipper for that group of guys. And it was just one of those magic carpet rides where, you know, we ended up getting knocked out before going to the World Series. Yankees ended up knocking us out because it was kind of a shock because we just thought this was our year, win 116. Of course, it's just a matter of going to the World Series and winning the World Series to collect our trophy. It was already a foregone conclusion in our mind. And I remember getting on that bus after getting knocked out in New York and kind of looking at my teammates, and there weren't many words being expressed. It was just kind of like, did that just really happen? Dodgers have been used to that. Won 111 games a couple years ago and are bounced. Last year they got bounced. So there's high expectations in LA. For me, there's a few question marks though. Is Walker Buehler going to be back? Is he going to be strong? If he's the Walker Buehler that we're used to seeing before his injury, he's a bona fide number one starter at the top of the rotation. Glasnow, they got coming over from Tampa Bay. He's definitely in the number one type arm, but he's been plagued by injuries. Is he going to be able to pitch 150 innings? Time will tell. Yamamoto, they spent over $300 million, brought him over from Japan. He's the class of Japan in the pitching category. Had a real rough spring and got roughed up his first outing. So there's a lot of question marks in that starting rotation. Kershaw is not going to be back. They're taking it really slow with him. He'll be back later in the season, and he'll be at the end of that rotation. You can't, you know, Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, that's as good as it gets, three. Max Muncy, he's going to be hitting, you know, 30-plus home runs. Will Smith, they just locked up to a 10-year deal. He's an underrated, really good catcher. Gavin Lux is a young player. We've been waiting to see his potential. We'll see this year he's healthy. And then you got guys like Taylor and Kiki Hernandez playing all over the place. This is a really good team. You got a power bullpen. My questions are, you got Mookie Betts, one of the best players in the game, one of the best athletes in the game, going from right field to shortstop. I've never seen that happen in my career. If he pulls it off and is a good shortstop, even plays a solid shortstop for 150 games, it'll be one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. I've never seen shortstops move to other positions. Nobody just moves to shortstop.
Yeah.
If anybody could do it, I guess it would be Mookie. We'll see. But the left side of that infield with Max Muncy, who started off as a first baseman playing third every day, and Mookie playing right field, all of a sudden playing every day at shortstop. It's going to be interesting to see what that defensive left side of the infield looks for the Dodgers. So as far as, you know, in summation, star power's there. All the studs are there. Perennial MVPs, a lot of big arms in the rotation. Can they stay healthy? Yamamoto, a lot of questions. But if those guys click, yeah, that's an automatic 100-win team. But a lot of what-ifs for me.
Brett Boone is here with us, the JR Sport Beat Show on CBS Sports Radio. You talked about some of the Japanese stars. Yamamoto, we obviously know about Ohtani. You also mentioned your former teammate Ichiro, who said, hey, let me come over and rookie of the year and an MVP at the same time.
Yeah.
When you talk about that introduction to the big leagues as a Japanese player, is it a circus? Is it really difficult trying to communicate? Is baseball the universal language? What is it like when you have additional media and then a superstar in the room who you can't always communicate the way you would like to with?
Well, I'll tell you, Ichiro speaks a lot more English than he lets on to. But yes, it is a circus. I remember his first year. You know, you usually have the press that follows you, you know, on the daily basis. Those are your local beat writers. Then that particular year, we won so many games that we had the national press the whole second half of the season. And on top of that, Ichiro was such a phenomenon coming from Japan and having the year that he was having. We had an extra 40 Japanese press in the clubhouse. So basically, we had like a postseason press corps for pretty much the entire season. It was a circus, but I'll tell you what, it was a lot of fun too. It was a lot of fun because there was so much attention being paid to us. We were the big game in town. We were packing Safeco Field at the time, now T-Mobile Park. We were packing it every night. You know, on a Monday night playing the Kansas City Royals, there was 45,000, and it was electric. So I'm not going to complain about the coverage we had that year. It was a lot of fun. But yes, to answer your question, the Japanese and the press, it's the whole sideshow in itself. I'm sure the Dodgers are going through that right now, because besides having Ohtani and Yamamoto, two of the biggest stars ever to come out of Japan, you've got the rest of those superstars all over the diamond. It's L.A. as well.
It's L.A. as well. Hey, you talk about big-time attention. Something that your brother is familiar with. I've chatted with your brother about this with the New York Yankees. Hey, look, I do the national thing here on CBS. I broadcast as well on WFAN in New York. Do you think, I feel, your brother, they just get on him, the fan base, because the expectations are through the roof. They're always looking for their pound of flesh. Do you think your brother gets a fair shake managing the New York Yankees?
I'll tell you, my dad used to tell me this when I'd be moping or feeling sorry for myself during my career. He said, "Brett, life ain't fair, so get over it, quit moping and get to the ballpark and get some hits." I tease Aaron all the time, you know, because that it is relentless in New York. But you know what? When you sign on the dotted line, you know what you're signing up for. You know you're signing up for a media circus. If things aren't going good, every fan in the world wants their, like you said, pound of flesh. Aaron knows what he signed up for, but in the end, if I were to be managing, I wouldn't want to manage any other way than to be on that big stage, be in the pressure cooker on a daily basis. I don't worry about the press. I'll handle the press. Because if you ever went in New York, and I tell them this all the time, I said, I understand the critique, but man, if you ever went in New York, you'll have the key to that city for the rest of your life. So I wouldn't want to manage anywhere else but in that pressure cooker. I look at Aaron Boone. I know the man. I know him as my little brother. He's as prepared as anybody when it comes to managing. And people don't realize there's only so much you can do as a manager. You manage people. That's what you're paid for. To manage people, to manage egos, to manage personalities, to get the most out of your players, to kick some players in the butt and to give another player a hug to get the same result. And that's what the great managers, at least in my day that I worked under, those were the best managers. The ones that knew a way, depending on who the person was, what their personality was like, to get the most out of him. I think he's done a hell of a job. And especially I pay close attention because Aaron is there. So I keep an eye out on the Yankees and what they do day to day. Since he's taken over, it seems like they've been hurt for 6 years. Seems like all their big boys get hurt all the time, and I think he's done a hell of a job. You know, I think in his tenure so far, he's won 100 games three times. But in New York, as you know, if you don't win the World Series, that's what they come to expect. A little unrealistic expectations, especially in the time of 2024, this new playoff format. It's not like it used to be, but like I said, I wouldn't want it any other way, and I remind Aaron of that once in a while. He knows you got to stay away from talk radio, stay away from the internet.
Oh, okay.
Just manage your game and win games. And I think he's done a great job.
Well, tell him to hop off of that weekly internet show that he does. Tell him that, brother. Tell him.
Exactly. Just get out of it. Put it away. You're making enough money managing the Yankees. Don't worry about these side gigs.
Yeah, Brett Boone is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. As we start to wrap things up, we talked about the big teams, the big names. You gave us a potential surprise in the National League West. Is there a team that you think could make that Diamondbacks jump that we saw last year, a team that nobody's thinking about?
I think the Giants. And speaking of the Diamondbacks, they've gotten nothing but better. Nobody gave them a chance a year ago. Let's see, you know, Orioles, a lot of people are hot on the Orioles. I like the Orioles. Is Corbin Burnes big enough to put them over the top with that young nucleus? I don't see any new team in town that's really going to catch anybody by surprise. I think the same old guys are there. I think the Houston Astros are going to be for me, they're at the top of the division in that American League West, in a really good division. You got the world champion Texas Rangers. You got the Seattle Mariners, who arguably have the best starting rotation in baseball. But look at this National League West. I really like the Giants and what they've done. Are the Padres going to come back? A year ago, they were star-studded. Everybody expected big things. Didn't pan out. They're good. But I don't see any, you know, I think the Braves are arguably the best team in baseball. That's nothing new for anybody. The AL Central and the NL Central, I don't think they're really relevant. I think, you know, the Twins are the class of the Central. Who knows who the going to come out of the NL Central. I think the AL East, the Blue Jays, with that starting rotation of Gossman, Berrios, Bassett, Kikuchi, and that explosive offense, does Vladimir Guerrero Jr. come back? Or, I'm sorry, not Vladimir, Vlad.
Vlad Jr.
Come back? Yeah, does Vlad get back to that MVP-type season that he's had in the past that's an explosive offense? I think there's a lot of questions out there, but I don't think anybody that we weren't aware of a year ago is just remarkably going to come out of nowhere and surprise us all. I think the usual suspects are in position. That's Dodgers. That's Houston. That's the Braves. I think those are the guys to look at. But in that NL West, I'm telling you, Arizona, with their experience last year and that core group of guys that got to the World Series when nobody gave them a chance in hell, I think that really is an experience that really helps you get to the next level. And this year, people are going to, you know, especially in that division, the Dodgers are going to be talking about the Dodgers and the Padres and the Giants. And meanwhile, Arizona's just gotten better than they were a year ago. You got Marte and you got Corbin Carroll, but they've added to that. They just got Montgomery. He was a huge part of that Texas run last year. He solidifies that rotation. They're going to be good. So other than the normal guys, I don't think there's any surprises.
Well, Brett, let me ask you this question in finality. We know that everything is pretty much predicated on pitching. You've named some of the pitchers that would be expected to make some moves now or later as we go throughout the course of the season. Trevor Bauer's been screaming to get back into the league, just letting them know that I'm ready to go. Do you think that we'll see him get a chance? Should he get a chance? What say you?
Well, right now you've had 30 owners say no thus far. But, you know, he mentioned the other day, he said, I think people are forgetting that I'm still one of the best pitchers in the world. And he's got a point. He's in his prime. You know, obviously he's made some pretty poor choices, or at least put himself into some poor situations. But as far as I know, he served his suspension. No charges were ever filed. He was kind of exonerated on all counts. There was no discipline by Major League Baseball or the law. For me, I don't know Trevor Bauer. I don't know the circumstances. I know he wasn't charged with anything. Everything was dismissed. And as a baseball player, as a man to man, I don't like to see somebody's livelihood taken away from them if they may have been accused of something that wasn't on the up and up. I'd love to see him get an opportunity. Just going to take that one owner that's got kind of the cojones to put it out there and say, we'll take him, we'll give him a shot. I think he's grown up a little bit, going through some adversity that he's gone through. He's still one of the top pitchers probably in the world at this stage. Is somebody willing to take that risk? I think as we get into the first couple weeks of baseball or the first month, see how, if there's any key injuries to some big pitchers, maybe Trevor would have an opportunity. Thus far, there's been no takers. It's going to be interesting to see.
And we got a long season. Well, Brett, I want to thank you so much for the time, the professional insight. Where can people follow you online, and the new podcast? Fill us in.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out. It's just the Brett Boone podcast. You know, I teamed up with Odyssey Sports. It's been a great relationship. So you can get the Brett Boone podcast wherever you get your podcasts, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Twitter, Brett Boone, and I'm on Instagram, and I get on there a little bit. I'm learning in my older age. My kids help me with it. But you can check me out. I don't even know what my Twitter handle is, but I got a blue check mark. It's Brett Boone, and it's all about the podcast. Same with my Instagram.
The Twitter, I'm looking at it now, Brett. The Boone 29, okay?
The Boone 29.
I lied. I got one more question, okay? How many more generations of Boones do we got coming in the major leagues? We got like a whole bloodline here. How many we got left?
Well, I've got my oldest son is playing in the Frontier League, which is independent baseball. He's going to be playing in Brockton, Massachusetts this year. So he's keeping it alive. I tell him all the time. I said, listen, there's been a boon in the big leagues for like 60 of the last 75 years. So no pressure, but don't screw it up. So he knows. We'll see. Hopefully. I got my fingers crossed. He's working his butt off this winter. He's going to go out and give him some hell and see what happens.
Hey, good luck to him and Brett. Thank you again. We'll catch you on down the line, okay? Let's see how the season bears out.
I appreciate it. Thank you.